Greetings, dear ones, I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. And there would be those in this place, in the sacredness of what is here, who would doubt that such a thing could be. That a human being would be so wrapped in the other side of the veil that the voice of an entity could come sailing through with the purity that you hear. That it would be not cryptic, but something that is filled with the love of family for family. I am aware of where we are. Human being, family, I am aware of where we are. This indeed is a temple built to honor the majesty of a human being. This is a place which is sacred, honoring what is intuitively known about the magnificence inside you. Encompassed in the campus, I know where I am. Of a place which is dedicated to the love of God, to the love of humanity and the compassion of teaching. Dedicated to peace on earth. Dedicated to peace inside. I know where I am. Let it not be lost on any who are listening to this or reading this, that this is a sacred place. And this is where we begin the message. When you have this situation, you have energy which emanates even from the chairs you sit in. You have energy from the walls, from the floor, from the various stones that are here and all that they represent in their power. All in synchrony, all in synchronicity, singing the same song. And that's what we want you to hear. The elements know who you are. Oh, dear ones, the elements know exactly who you are. You are overwhelmed, perhaps, with the energy of the entourage, which may then flood into this place, not even being aware of the other entourage, which has always been here. The elements that have gone into the building of this place know who you are. And some of them are old, called from the forests, which are older than you. And yet they know who you are. You're a piece of God. You're part of the angelic realm. And they see you differently than you see you. They don't see what you see in the mirror, for they feel an angelic presence has entered the room. They wonder what the angel conclave is today that would bring such an energy here. They hear and see your magnificence. They're singing the song and you can't even hear it. I can. I can. You don't know who you are. It's designed that way, human being. The design is one that calls upon your free choice. And we have said this before. The task, as you sit in the chairs, is if you can awaken to the point where you can chip away at the wall which separates you from spirit. It is called the duality. It represents a free will of a human being ready to tear down a wall that is ready to be torn down, that then will reveal the secrets of life and why you're here. And that's what we want to speak of tonight. So let us make some things clear even before we begin. I am Cryon. I know where I am. I know what has since transpired in this place. And I am in awe of it. What family does with family, with the purity of the guidance to have built this, and the things that have taken place here, the lives that have been saved here. I'll tell you what that means in a minute. I speak to a group of old souls. There is no first timer here. Every single one of you has been here before. All of you have an Akashic record which is lengthy. There are Lemurians in the room. There are those who have come out of the mystery schools in the room. I have shamans in the room. I have profound healing techniques in the room. I have those who even know all about their DNA in the room. I have those who have healed themselves in the room. And I have those who want to in the room. And this is a good time for it. Let it be known, dear human being, that you have placed yourselves on this 777 day at the right place, at the right time, synchronistically. You're going to feel it. With free choice, you have the ability to walk out of this place differently than you came in, every single one of you, no matter where you are on the path. Everyone. May the solutions be brought forward to what you came for, and the knowledge be yours of the questions that are on the tip of your tongue. For they are personal, and they are unique to you and your path, and they are ready to be delivered indeed. It's a good time for healing. There is no better time. You've come to the right place. There are many who are awakening, old soul. You should be aware of this. As ancient as you are, even some in this room have only discovered the premise of awakening. They have felt indeed that they were spiritual beings. But they come here brand new, never having heard anything. We know who's here. We know who you are. Others of you seem to have been born into it. Early on, you rejected what was given to you as the spirituality of your family or the way things work, and you pursued your own course. Some of you, at the expense of your family's love, I know who's here. Don't you think we walked the walk with you? Don't you think the angels were there during the disruptions? Don't you think we saw the tears? Don't you think we were there when you cried out to help you? Oh, we were. I know who's here. But you awaken at different times. The old souls on this planet are starting to awaken in mass. But so many of them do not know where to turn, what to do. Where's the beginning? Where's the knowledge? Where's the primer that they can turn to? I have given my partner for 18 years information. Much like he is doing today, he sits before human beings and he speaks my words. Translated into his language. So it's comfortable for him, my words. And through that period of time, there has been so much covered. Much of it graduate information, much of it core information, all intermingled. And for one who is awakening, there is no primer. There is no starting point. Truly, you could start at book one, which I asked my partner to name the end times, which suits the times you sit in. But that was a cryptic time for him. And he was simply translating my words. He was not ameld with me as he is now. And so the message was not clear, not like it is now. It was not as personal, not like it is now. So we embark upon a task, which I have told my partner we would do. A multi-chaptered primer, which may never be a book, but which will be instruction sets for any of those who wish to read and listen in the appropriate places. And this channeling this evening will be core information that takes you from the beginning to a place of the next chapter. This is where it begins. This is where the beginner would come. This is what you need as a refresher. For there is information that you don't know that will be presented even tonight. And so we say it begins. And this channel being transcribed is the one we wish to have transcribed, being the first chapter of the primer of Where Do I Begin? And we'll call this chapter Realizing Your Own Spirituality. Before we even begin the teaching, we have to discuss a premise we have discussed before. You must hear this again. And we'll call this What is Truth? In your own reality, the walls you build around you called 3D, there is absolutes in truth, in math, in science. When you begin to break those three-dimensional walls down and get into what the system is of interdimensional things and especially spiritual things, all the rules change. And so what I'm about to tell you may not sit well with all of you, for you will weigh them in a 3D way instead of a multiple D way. And here's what we say to you. Truth is relative to your path. And you'll say, Crine, we don't like that. There must be one truth. I will tell you this. There is a core truth. And the core truth is this, that at the center of every atom in this universe of yours, if you could look and you could see and you could measure, you would find the love of God. That's the core energy. And you might say, well, how sweet, how syrupy. And I will say, oh no, I'm not talking about sweet. I'm talking about physics. There is an energy at the core that makes things work. And when you remove the love of God, it all collapses. You might say it's the space between the electron haze and the nucleus that keeps things moving and separated. More than you'll ever measure, more than you'll know. It's basic physics, and it's the love of God. That's the core truth. But the meaning of truth to a human being, let me define it, is when the human being marries his heart to the passion of God and realizes the family is there. An acknowledgement of search, if you wish, without knowing anything more. Willingness, intent, free choice to find out. That's truth. And so you will have multiple truths as you go around the room for multiple human beings. And you don't necessarily like that. You'll say there must be one truth, must be one doctrine, must be one building. And we say, how 3D of you, you don't understand. Inside each of you, you will discover the family. And the core of the family all has the same doctrine, and it comes from the love of God and the compassion of what you call spirit. And you never have to worry about that. So therefore, your truth is what you are doing when you follow your passion to create manifestation in your life for you. And what most human beings do not and will not understand is the system that is the glue between your truths. Difficult to explain in 3D, isn't it? Between the multiple truths of your quests for what you're supposed to do is a glue of family in synchronicity, all working together in the potentials to make indeed these things happen. There is more than it seems here. So let us begin with this premise. You are not looking for a doctrine. You are not looking for a prophet. You're looking for what you are here for. Do not be critical on yourself if you do not do what you are told by another human being, what they think is appropriate. For their truth is different than yours. Their search for God is different than yours. Blessed is the human being who searches for God in any way at all. Blessed is the human who sits ready to go and who says, God, tell me what it is I need to know. I want to chip away at the wall, the duality between 3D and multiple D. I want to chip away at the wall to find my own magnificence I know is behind it. All I have before me is what I've been taught. Show me what it is. That human being is following their truth. It's their passion. They are discovering their path and what they must do to find spirit, to find God in their lives. That's truth. So sometimes it has to do with the fears you carry around. Each human being so individually specific. One is working on abundance issues. One is working on health issues. One is working on self-worth issues. I know who's here. I truly do. Oh, it'd be a good time. Oh, wouldn't it be a good time? Wouldn't it be a good time to solve it all? And for you to stand up from this place different than you came in. I'm telling you, dear human being, that is the energy in the room. That's why I was built. That's why they call it a temple. That's why you're here. That's why I am here. And if you don't go out different, you've missed an opportunity. Because there's an entourage in here that's waiting to enhance you if you ask for it. And so the journey begins. The one that is of quest and that says, what is my truth? What is it all about? And so we start at the beginning. And the beginning is not that far away. In your time frame, it's 1987. And that's all the farther I'm going to go back. Because that is the beginning of this energy, and all before it was an old energy. An old energy whose prophecies have dropped away. An old energy whose even fears are different than yours today. An old energy which is not the earth that you have now, if you noticed. And although some of you have heard this, this is for the one who is studying this for the first time. In 1987, an event occurred, which was one special in history. The earth had reached a vibratory rate of neutrality. That is one where it could be pulled at a high level, an interdimensional level. All of the higher selves of all of the human beings that ever have been on the planet, are on the planet, and will be on the planet, were asked this question. Out of your linear time, hard for you to understand, but this was a biggie. And the question was, do you want to go through with the old energy prophecy, the potentials of the old, or do you wish to move into the new, something that has never been prophesied, something that will create peace on earth, something that will create work for the Lemurians who are here, and the old souls that are here, and the lighthouses who are awakening now? And the answer was, we want to go forward. And as proof of this, dramatically, almost overnight, within years of this event, the geopolitical structure of the planet crumbled and changed. And countries who were at each other, who were powerful, fell over. And you had a future before you that no one saw and no one prophesied. You received the event for your country, as I sit here, of the 9/11, not in prophecy, not in Nostradamus, not in Revelation, and yet it will affect, as I have said before, two generations of what your leadership does here. You're in a new future. And so we say again that the harmonic convergence of 1987, along with the harmonic concordance of those years later, are bookends to the changing, shifting energy that you have created all by yourself. And here you sit. And if you're reading this for the first time and you want to know, what does this mean to me? Read carefully and listen to the logic as it goes forward. Here you sit in a changing earth, one which was never prophesied. And you might say, and what do I do to make the difference? And how can I shift? And I will tell you, especially if you're new, the very act of asking is shifting the earth. Blessed is the human being who asks, what can I do? What is next? For by the very act of compassion, they are showing within their own selves they have started chipping the wall. You're asking for steps of ascension, are you not? And I'm not going to give them to you. There are none. Oh, yes, there is one. Begin. And so we say that the human being who begins the journey of asking, how do I chip away at the wall, already has the pickaxe in their hand, already is working the puzzle, already some light is showing through. I would like to explain to you karma. This is an old process that will always be with the planet Earth, described very succinctly in some of the old belief systems, still true to this day. It has to be. It's an energy system that will be in place and will operate all by itself if the human being does nothing at all. The human being is predestined to do nothing. They are predisposed to following a karmic path. Free will of humanity is at stake. If the wrong decisions are made. But they're not being wrong. Let me explain this. So many things are in the works at this moment, including your own free choice not to have free choice. You're in a battle right now. And indeed, if you allow consciousness to shift in a backward situation, even in an enlightened, vibrating earth, you can have free will not to have free will. That is how powerful you are. You are angels. And you can create whatever it is on the earth that you wish to create, the darkest dark, the lightest light, a planet of free choice, a planet without free choice, whatever it is you wish, you may do. Things have changed. The old prophecies of what you were told you might do and who God is, oh, it's all changing. Here you sit, ready to do it too. We honor free choice. That is the only way you can move forward into either direction. And you decided that you wanted to crack at it, a chance. The Mayans have given you the information that 2012 is the beginning of the upsurge of a vibratory change in the planet. It is the old passing away and the new beginning. It has an 1111 energy. Indeed, the 2012 is allied with 1111. 1111 that you see on the clocks is all about 2012, the beginning of a new energy. You may very well sail into 2012 with the ability to have the earth support you in a way that it never has before, light worker. Changes are afoot that you know nothing about. But I'm getting ahead of myself. The human being who is born into the planet immediately gets a karmic imprint. He comes in and delivers the crystal into the cave of creation. The crystal is the memory which allies to the crystalline grid. It is part of Gaia. Gaia knows you. You are part of it. When you come into this planet, karmic energy is deposited in that crystal into your DNA, and you start there. Karmic energy is an energy that is part of the system that we speak of without free choice. This is the one where the human being chooses not to find out about anything, but just follows a groove of karma. Often they are born into a place where they were last time. Often they follow their family. Whatever their family did, they do. If their family was farmers, they're farmers. It's the most natural thing for them to do. It's easy. It's like a road that is wonderful to walk on without rocks. And this is their karmic path. And often it will take them into challenge because of what has happened in lives that happened before. Often it will redo and undo, as karma does, many of the energies of the yin and the yang. It is true, indeed, that what goes around comes around. And that is part of karma. It's an old system. And it doesn't have to be yours. And this is where it gets good. For as an old soul, one with magnificence inside, we are saying the challenge is, can you see the ability you have to get out of the groove? Can you take karma and place it aside and say, that is old, I wish to make my own creation, my own reality. You have heard the phrase, creating your own reality. This is what it means. And the harmonic convergence gave you that power. In 1989, I arrived with my partner and we started channeling that you could create a situation where you void your karma and move into your own free choice and create the life lesson that you came for. We spoke of an implant, which we never speak of anymore. We never speak of it because now we've reinterpreted it to mean the implantation of permission to get out of the groove. You implant yourself with passion and truth. And you move forward, moving out of karma and instead into a place where you have choice of what to do. Karma is interesting. Here is something you haven't thought of, human being. This is the profundity of karma. I am looking at souls in this room. Now, those hearing and listening, this is not for you, but I want you to take it to heart because it could be. It could be. In this room, I would like to tell you that there are. Careful, my partner, count them. Wow. There are eight of you, who are alive today because you got out of karma. Had you stayed in the karmic groove that you were born in and done the things that everyone wanted you to do, you wouldn't be here today because your appointment with death would have taken you. But because you popped out of the groove and manifested your own life lesson, all of the karmic attributes of your death fell away, and now you are in charge of when you come and when you go. Eight of you. And this is where humans puzzle us, because I've just given you a truth, and you ought to celebrate it right now. You ought to build a statue right now. And say, who is it you think does not have control over death? What have you been told about this? Who is the Grim Reaper? And I'll tell you who is the Grim Reaper. It is the human who decides never to look for God. No judgment here. It is what it is. But eight of you would not be here sitting in the chairs. Congratulations, family, for you know what this is all about. And so for the beginner, we say this, that you can move aside the karma. This is the new gift in this energy, and move into a human being who chooses their own destiny. And then the next question, of course, is what do I do next? The hardest thing of all. Hardest thing of all. Patience. Humans don't do that well. Patience, for the system must work. We have told you this before. If you are new and you are just beginning to understand and hear this message, the first thing you're going to want to do is go and climb the steps. You're going to want to do something, because the old paradigm has you doing something physical in order to manifest something spiritual. It's been in your history. It's part of your mythology. That's not the way it works. And we say to you, we know who you are. We know what you're attempting to do. So here we are. Every truth is unique, and your truth may be to start a ball rolling that is going to get you from point A to point B. You're starting to see your life lesson. You're starting to awake. And I'll tell you, new one who is just awakening, old soul who is just awakening to this new information, there may be work to do that you are unaware of. You purchase the ticket for the train and you expect the train to show up. Well, I'll tell you, the tracks aren't even built yet. Don't despair, for you've started the process. And so with patience, you leave this and you start studying and learning what it is inside of you that is different than what you thought. And the best place to start is to look at the masters of the planet. For the masters of the planet are what you are to emulate, because that is the new tool of this age. Mastery. The voiding of karma, the passing of a lifetime while staying in your own body, which we call ascension, is your gift. The tools for it lay upon the grid. The tools for it lay within the crystalline. The memory of the planet is actually shifting to accommodate masters who have your name. There are many who are awakening, many who are doing things right now that only the masters of old can do, and they've done it for themselves, and it's commonplace. And by the way, it's what they teach here. Think about that. Think about that. And so we say to you, masters, emulate and take a look at those masters who walked this planet. What did they have that you don't have? The first thing I'll tell you is nothing. All were human beings, all human beings. They were not super creatures. They were never born different than you were. The one who said he was the Son of God was very clear. He said, I am the Son of God, and so are you. Very clear. His message was in manifestation. His message was to help you to understand the magnificence that he had inside him, that he could show you was also yours. It didn't sit well with his culture and his age, and the conquerors killed him. I want to tell you that what he showed you is what you can do. What he showed you, you could do. You can change matter. You can rewind a clock in your DNA. You can create healing that is beyond what you thought you could ever do, and it comes right from the higher self inside you. The energy of the masters are with you. And the only reason they were here was as examples, so you could see it and do it today. There are those who say that the masters are going to return to the planet someday. They look to the skies and they say, it's coming, we know it's coming. And they pin all of their hopes and their desires, and they sing songs. And they hold services. And they beg them to come back. Please come back and save us. And here is what I'm going to tell you. These who do that do not understand and do not see the truth of what has occurred. The masters have all returned, and they sit upon this place. Wherever you are, they are. They are part of the structure of the new magnetic grid. They are here in spirit, not in body. They are here to invade you, if you wish to, in a way that will create healing and manifestation and solutions in your body. I use the word invade on purpose, for that's what it's going to feel like. For fear will leave when the invasion of truth appears. Darkness will run from the light when you decide to open the door and let it in. That's the way God uses men and women on this planet.
So if you're new and you're looking at this, I am telling you that the Master showed you what is now possible. The harmonic convergence is what allowed this to be your choice as a human being. There are backup systems you may not even be aware of. Let me discuss these. This is for those who are just awakening, who need to hear this, who want to hear this, who would like some information beyond the veil. The crystalline grid of this earth is the memory of the planet. It is part of what you would call Gaia. The crystalline grid of this planet, which is now the active grid, is the one you're writing upon. It is the slate that you write energy on as you move forward. It is absorbing everything you do as you walk from one place to another. The crystalline grid knows you've walked there. If you made impressions in the dirt knows who you are, Master. It knows about your footprints and says, there goes a Master. Any human being who's looking into themselves for awakening on this planet, everywhere they walk, they are known. Light emanates from your intent. And this flies in the face of your three-dimensional aspects of reality. For you think you have to build a building in order to go inside it. You don't understand that as soon as you give intent to build it in an interdimensional way, it's built and you're living in it and it's gorgeous. But you still want to get the hammers and the nails, don't you? Instead of just being. Stop the doing and just be. I'm going to tell you something. We have told only a few. Oh, it's indeed been transcribed before, but here it is again. There is a backup system to the crystalline grid of this planet. There is a memory system. The crystalline grid will never be disturbed. And yet there are systems that could be applied to the earth by humans and mankind that could disturb it in a way that would... Careful, my partner, get this right. In a way that would void the integrity of the whole. Break the chain. Too much electromagnetism placed upon the earth in an obscure way that you have not yet even tried yet would damage it. And so there's a backup system. So even if it is damaged and the crystalline literally is destroyed or removed, there's a backup system, and it's alive. And some of you need to know what it is. It'll always be with you. And that is the whales of this planet. You love dolphins, don't you? Ask a biologist. They're whales. So when we speak of whales, we mean all of them. The dolphins and the whales have the magic. What other mammal on this planet is protected by over 80% of the countries on Earth by treaty, some of them without even having oceans? None. For intuitively, the human race knows that these are creatures that are majestic and must remain on the planet intact. There's a backup system, and that's why when you look into the eyes of these creatures, you see eternity. Very special. Now you know the secret of why you feel about them the way you do. Much is hiding in the system as you get going, dear one. And so the result of the 1987 harmonic convergence is an awakening. It is what you are feeling. It is what many of you had that brought you to read and to hear this message as the beginning primer of what's going on. Realization of your own spirituality. Is it possible that there's more than you were told? What does your intuition tell you? Indeed, there is. That harmonic convergence did a whole lot more than just shift the energy of the planet. It gave you permission for mastery. The Master showed you what you can do. And now here you are. Oh, we're almost finished. Almost finished with chapter 1. What are you going to do next? There's always the 3D question, what should I do? And I'll say again to you, that what is expected is you won't change your mind. Blessed is the human who feels it at the heart level so strongly that they will say, I will do this journey. I will find my truth. The very process of discovery creates light on this planet. We use the metaphor of light and the darkness. It's the best one we have. Truly, at an energy level, your curiosity is opening doors and making the planet vibrate higher. Because here's what we're going to tell you. We will repeat what we have said before. Less than 0.5% of humanity must awaken for you to change this planet permanently. And that's because it doesn't take much light to quench the darkness. You've got almost 7 billion human beings, most of whom will never awaken, are not interested in this, who a vast majority who are in survival and only can worry about the next meal or their very lives and their families. And you have the privilege of concerning yourself with the esoterics of the spiritualness. You hold the light, you have the eight, the responsibility for manifestation. And that's why it's important that you understand that the system that you're unaware of knows of your awakening. The system that you're unaware of knows that your eyes are on the page, or your ears are hearing this, or you sit in this room of what you call now. They know of the lighthouse that you will become if you are not already. I know who's here. That's the system. Did you know that that's the purpose? Awakening is only part of it for you. It's what you're doing for the planet that you're not aware of. I will tell you, those who built this temple are aware of it. That was their vision. For their vision is, why don't we do something that will change the planet? And they did. The structure houses those who would come to find out more. By the very act of finding out more, light is generated right now as you sit. Right now as you sit, you are lighthouses for the planet. The universe knows of this meeting. That's how profound it is. Hard to believe, indeed, in your 3D reality that such a thing could be. Now let us address those who want a little more. If you're one who is new, I will tell you there are riches here. As you chip away at that wall and find out more about you and your DNA, your abilities, your mastery, you can change your situation, you can solve the problems in your life, you can conquer fear. You can develop self-worth, you can pull upon the Akashic record of your own existence on this planet and pull out the things you need. You could go to the well of spirituality and the things that you've learned before, pull them out without any training shaman. You can become a magnificent healer if you choose, or one who is just a meditator and shines their light on the planet every day. Whatever you choose to do, whatever your passion is, it's your life lesson. That's why you came at this time with the curiosity you have that got you here, listening to these words, reading these words. And the next step is one of trust. Make no assumptions, no assumptions. Move forward with patience. And then we'll discuss the next chapter. The next one to be given, living with your own duality. The difficult one. That will be given next. Now let me address those in the room. I am Kryon. I have brought in an entourage today that some of you are feeling. The energy is thick here. The room is ready. And the challenge is here. Don't leave without accepting the gifts at your feet. Solutions exist to everything that you're asking for. Be patient. Some have already been given. The energy of why you came and what you wanted to know is here. The timing will not be revealed because you will create that with your own free choice. The system works. Do not make any assumptions. Open the doors as they are presented to you. Do not decide in advance a door that should not be opened. I am speaking now to one of you. I'm speaking now to four of you. Make no assumptions and move forward. And what you came to do will happen. Shamans in this room, disguised as ordinary human beings. Isn't it time you open the jar of your shamanship? Yes, you're supposed to be a healer. You knew that all along. It's not too late. It's why you came. I know who's here. I am Kryon. I am not going to say goodbye. The energy of the entourage remains here, for it will be dispensed tomorrow in ways that you will not be expecting. For in your time frame, tomorrow will bring some things that you need to hear, that I will give to my partner through the day, even out of channel. Things that you need to hear about you and yourself, about duality. About what's next. For those who we know will be here, and for those who will not be able to, we're not saying goodbye to you either. Because if you let us, we're going to go right out that door with you. We want to go home with you. We want to get in the vehicle with you. We want you to carry the angelic part of your family with you wherever you go. And when we touch you on the shoulder and you see 1111, we hope maybe, just maybe, you'll say thank you and know we're there. You're never alone, no matter what you think. We're always there. And that's the truth. You don't know who came to see whom today, do you? I'll see you again, family. Like I have many times. I am the energy you see when you come into the earth. I am the energy you see when you leave. Some call me the gatekeeper. Only because I am Kryon, lover of humanity. And so it is.